USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. The United States is preparing new sanctions on Iran after they launched a weekend drone attack and missile attack on Israel. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announcing the move on Tuesday at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank spring meeting. Yellen saying her agency will work with U.S. allies to continue to disrupt Tehran's malign and destabilizing activities. A Midwestern state is doing what they can to handle the increase in illegal immigration. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
A new Iowa law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers can now arrest previously deported migrants. Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security.
As he seeks re-election, President Biden is traveling to his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. On Tuesday, the president talks to voters about tax fairness. The president saying Republicans are not fans of adding more IRS agents to do audits.
It's amazing how we had passed legislation increasing the number of auditors. Guess who wanted them all cut? No, I'm not joking. Republicans.
Republicans on Capitol Hill saying they're against the 87,000 new agents because they disproportionately target lower and middle class Americans. Speaking to reporters after articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas were delivered to the Senate, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says moving forward with the trial is the chamber's constitutional responsibility.
It's not only expected, but required under the Constitution that we should do this under Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution. The Senate shall have power to try all impeachments. That means all impeachments.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The first six jurors have been selected for Donald Trump's New York hush money trial. The six individuals will decide whether Trump is guilty of falsifying business records. The first six people were sworn in after various prospective jurors were removed from the pool on Tuesday. Iran launched a series of missile and drone attacks on Israel over the weekend in retaliation for an Israeli attack that killed two Iranian generals. Now some are calling for the United States to tighten sanctions on Iran. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Treasury will not hesitate to work with our allies to use our sanctions authority to continue disrupting the Iranian regime's malign and destabilizing activity.
The chairman of the Fed Reserve is dashing hopes of a possible interest rate cut next month. Speaking at an economics forum in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, Jerome Powell saying, "The recent data clearly has not given us greater confidence." He adds there's been lack of progress on inflation so far this year and that the higher rates should remain as the Fed continues to try to get inflation down to 2%. Baseball fans mourning the loss of former MLB manager Whitey Herzog, who died at 92 years old on Tuesday. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.